Each morning at this sitting, we'll offer some instructions about mindfulness practice and practicing here. We'll be offering the instructions for mindfulness, and in mindfulness we in general allow our mindfulness to simply meet whatever is happening in the moment. No exclusions, nothing left out. No need for there to be a conflict with any experience. And so over the course of the week, we'll be offering guidance on meeting a variety of our experience, different experiences, inclining towards, over the week, a meeting of all our experience, everything that arises. And it is also often helpful, particularly at the beginning of a retreat, or perhaps at the beginning of a sitting, to gather, to stabilize, to collect the attention with a kind of a gathering or collecting experience. We often use the breath for this. And so today we'll encourage you, I'll offer some instructions about being mindful of breathing, but keeping in mind that this is an experience that can help to stabilize the attention, but we don't have to hold tightly to that experience over the course of the week. We'll be exploring, if we are experiencing the breathing, if we feel a pull or a tug to some other experience, not needing to hold tightly to the breath, but allowing our mindful attention to explore whatever that other experience is. So each day we'll explore a variety of different experiences, and today we'll explore a little more depth around being with the breath, being mindful of the breath in a relaxed way. Relaxation, I found, is to be one of the most helpful tools for our meditation. When we relax our body, it supports the mind settling and relaxing. And when we relax our minds, there can be a natural awareness of simply what's happening in the present moment. And we can bring this relaxed attention, relaxed awareness to our experience, and be relaxed attending to the breath, be relaxed attending to sound, be relaxed attending to body sensations, having a relaxed awareness. And so relaxation is actually where we'll begin today. Beginning our mindfulness practice by exploring, being aware of relaxing the body. And then we'll move to exploring the experience of the breath in a relaxed way. So finding yourself in a posture that feels relaxed and as comfortable as you can be. Allowing your body to perhaps make some small adjustments to find a posture in which the bones can support themselves. It's actually possible for the skeleton to support itself without the help of the muscles. So you may be able to find with some small adjustments forward and back, side to side, a posture in which the muscles can relax around the skeleton. Letting the posture be dignified and yet relaxed. Relaxation and alertness are not opposites. Actually, when the mind and body are relaxed, there can be quite an alertness of mind. We'll explore relaxation of body today in a systematic way, allowing muscles of your head and face to relax. Relaxing down the back of your head, your neck, releasing, softening muscles of the jaw, relaxing your shoulders, you may be able to also feel a softening inside the shoulder socket. Relaxing the arms. Including the elbows, the wrists. Softening the hands. Allowing tension to release from the chest and upper back. Relaxing all the muscles all the way around the rib cage. You may find it helpful to take a deeper breath, seeing how that stretches, expands the muscles around the rib cage and then allows them to relax and soften as you breathe out. And then breathing normally. Relaxing your stomach, the middle of your back. Abdomen and lower back. Letting your abdomen, your belly kind of hang forward. We often hold tension in that area. And really we can allow it to soften. Those muscles don't have to be held for us to be upright. Relaxing your hips and pelvis. You also might be able to relax inside the hip socket, the tendons and ligaments in the joint. relaxing the legs. Knees, ankles, and feet. Having relaxed the muscles of the body, you can sometimes also find a way to consciously relax inside the body. You might be able to touch into a relaxation inside the throat. Relax the heart. In the lungs. Allow a softening and a relaxing of the stomach and the intestines. Releasing, softening around all the organs inside your body. And see too if you can let go of any mental tension. Okay, letting go of thoughts of the past and the future. Letting go of worries and concerns. There's very little that you need to do right now. Nowhere to go, no one to be. Just presence, awareness of experience in this moment. And in this place of relaxation, as much relaxation as you have access to in this moment, opening to allowing in the experience of breathing, which is already happening. Body is breathing naturally. And in this place of as much relaxation as you can connect to, being with the breath. You may notice the breath in many different places in the body. You might notice sensations at the nostrils. Or inside the throat and in the mouth. Or perhaps the expansion and release of the muscles around the rib cage, the movement. As your lungs fill with air and release. Or you may notice the movement of the abdomen, the rising and falling movement at the abdomen. Or perhaps for you, a more general sense of the body breathing. However it's easiest for you, most natural for you, to connect with the experience of breathing. Allow your attention, your mindfulness, to settle with, to relax with that experience, those sensations. Allowing the awareness to be relaxed and to support a relaxed breath, a comfortable breath. While you're exploring the experience of the breath, you may notice that other experience is also in your awareness. You may also notice sounds or other body sensations happening at the same time as the breath. There's no need to try to push those experiences away. So you may notice that there's hearing and the breath, other body sensation and the breath. Keeping the touchstone of the experience of breath . Other things can happen, and the breath is always here. I sometimes even use that phrase, and the breath. To support kind of a relaxed being with the breath, not in conflict with other experience. And the breath. Allowing yourself to connect with the rhythm of the breath. Almost as if the breath is waves, gentle waves, rising and falling. And the attention attention is like a float on the waves, staying connected to the surface of the waves, neither floating off nor pushing into, but just a gentle connection with the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. You will, of course, find that the mind wanders off into thought, gets lost. This is a perfectly normal experience for all of us. And we don't have to be in conflict with thought either. We do want to be aware, not lost in thought. And so in that moment when you recognize that you've been lost in thought, it can be really helpful, first of all, to acknowledge that you've been thinking. That's actually what you're waking up into. You might gently recognize or acknowledge thinking, or perhaps even a little note about the kind of thinking, planning, judging, remembering, fantasizing, daydreaming. And then it can be really helpful to take in or acknowledge if the thinking has had an impact on you. Has it created a new landscape of experience to have been thinking? Sometimes when we go off into thought, tension can creep into our bodies. And so if you notice that, it's fine to take a few moments to relax again. Notice the tension and allow it to soften. And if possible, gently let go of the inclination to think and allow your attention to reconnect with the experience of breathing. If the thoughts are strong and it's hard to let them go, see if you can just keep that touchstone. Well, there's thinking and the breath.